All right, we are live. Hello, hello, everybody, to the Broker and the Beard, and we're going to talk real estate with you today and every week. Actually, we'll be coming forward with some market updates for the Prescott area and talking about national real estate related topics that can affect our market here in the Prescott area. But before we go too far, give us an opportunity to introduce ourselves. Why don't you go ahead, Carissa? How long have you been in the real estate? What's your background? Why should people care what you have to say?
Okay, well, currently I'm an associate broker with Bloomtree Realty here in Prescott. And I am one of the team leaders for the Maxwell Group at Bloomtree Realty. I have a partner, Wendy Whitney. She runs the Sedona Verde Valley side of our business, but I am really the team leader for the Prescott side. And Kellen, you're one of my team members.
I am.
Karen Fennell is also with us. I've been working in real estate for about 6 years. I was also, before that, I was in property management, picking up rents, calling plumbers, making sure that things got done for all of our clients on that end, and realized that there wasn't a lot of money in property management, and decided to get into the real estate sales side and never look back. So definitely been working really hard to get our team producing. We're on track to do 165 sales this year. So we are not messing around, and we are very much in the trenches, boots on the ground, working real estate deals every day.
So you might say you've seen some things.
Yeah, we've got some really great stories. We're gonna have to talk about that in some other episode.
Yeah,
for sure.
So I think that'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
And I am Kellen Hoskins. I am a realtor at Bloomtree Realty with the Maxwell Group. I have been actively selling real estate for a little over 2 years now, but my real estate pedigree goes far, far deeper than that. My grandmother owned and operated a very large property management firm as well here in the Prescott area for over 30 years, and we've actually traced our real estate lineage, as it were, all the way back to the early 1900s. So I grew up in and around this business. It's something that's very near and dear to my heart, and something that I've just always lived around. So I've always kind of spoken this language. And after spending about 13 years in the telecommunications business, just decided to get into the family business. So that's my background. I'm, one of the higher producing agents in the Prescott area. Completed, I think it's close to 30 transactions this year alone. And so I also have seen some things. I'm certainly not a rookie by anybody's standards.
Yeah. And I mean, I think Kellen and I are very like-minded in our values and how we approach growing a real estate business. And so I think, we're a really good team, and I think we're going to really help you guys understand what's going on in our market. So
yeah, and this isn't an ad for us as realtors. We're not here trying to solicit your business. We truly are just trying to get information into your hands. And of course, if you have questions, we're always available to answer those. So
absolutely.
That's kind of what we're up to. So let's talk about today's topic. We figured, it's our first episode. Let's start with something light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Nothing super, super heavy. We're just going to jump right in and talk about what you're hearing about in the media, which is the big bad R word, recession. I hear it almost every time I turn on the news. A recession is coming. And for so many people, that definitely brings back some not so fond memories from 2008. And we wanted to talk a little bit about that today and how that's going to affect house values here, house values other places in the country, and really what does it mean for your money and for your investment in real estate.
So
let's jump in. What are your thoughts?
Okay, Carissa? So the market is really strong right now. and it's going to continue to be strong. There is a lot of talk about a possible recession or a slowdown or a plateau or a standstill or, you know, some sort of change in our market. And that's actually, in my opinion, it's actually a good thing because we've seen crazy acceleration in home values over the last like few years. It's really gotten kind of crazy. And what we really need for a healthy real estate market is a steady growth. So what we are hoping to see is that things will start to kind of slow down a little bit. We may see that the acceleration isn't going as quickly, but it shouldn't affect home values. Home values shouldn't be affected terribly. And there's a difference between a recession and a housing crisis. And I think when we think recession, somehow we think housing crisis. And
well, it's fresh in our minds right now.
Right, exactly. And that's actually not what we're dealing with this time. What we're seeing is that the housing crisis was caused by really crazy, unrealistic lending practices that were unsustainable. And now what we're seeing is that we're getting a steady uptick in interest rates, which is actually a effect of a very healthy economy. And when we see interest rates rising, it means that we're actually doing really well, but it limits a buyer's buying power. So you know, I think people are concerned that this is going to affect their home values, and it's actually pretty relative. I mean, when I say relative, what I'm saying is that, you know, somebody who is thinking, well, I'm not going to get as much for my house when I put it on the market. Well, compared to what? I mean, the acceleration was crazy this last year. If it doesn't go crazy next year, that doesn't necessarily mean that things are bad. It just means that we're trying to adjust so we have a sustainable real estate market. That's really important. So.
Yeah, I mean, to put it really simply, what happened in 2008 was money was too easy to get. Mm-hmm. And people took advantage of that, both investors mm-hmm. and just everyday people. They took advantage of lending practices that were, I mean, to be 100% honest, they just were silly. Mm-hmm. You know, giving loans to people with no documentation or limited documentation, just tell us how much you make and we'll give you a loan. And what that did was it shot values through the roof so quickly because the demand was so high. Mm-hmm. And then it was easy to get money. And then to compound that, we had, you know, hedge funds and things like that that were trading these bad loans like they were an actual decent investment. And that's just a recipe for disaster, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, once the shell game finally wrapped up, if anyone's surprised that the bubble broke, I'd love to talk to you about that sometime. But, you know, what we're seeing is that between like the 70s and the 90s, you know, 1970 to 1990, we had a pretty steady growth in home values. You know, if you look at it on a graph, it's a really nice, gentle slope upwards, and it just kept up with inflation and then some. So yes, you were still earning money on that investment, but it wasn't crazy outside of the realm of inflation. So, and then if you look from 1990 all the way up through Q4 in 2007, you're seeing growth that took 40 years. Mm-hmm. But you know, before 1990, it did it in 20.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a significant difference there.
Yeah.
So, and inventory is still low. I mean, inventory is actually extremely low. If you look at how many houses are available versus the amount of buyers that are ready to buy, and that's driving new construction. So, you know, you're seeing a bunch of home builders come onto the scene and, you know, they're providing new home construction to these buyers. And now buyers have a lot more available to them for choices. Now they're different choices because they're weighing the value proposition of whether to buy a home that's, you know, 1995 versus, 2018 construction, that's a huge difference. But one, we're seeing that builders can't build that house today. They have, a wait time of around, I would say, 10 to 12 months you'd have to wait to actually get a house.
And that's at a minimum right now.
And that's at a minimum. And so what builders are saying is, well, okay, you can pay today's prices and accumulate appreciation when you move in overnight, so that they can really capture those buyers. So buyers actually have a lot more choices today. So if you have three houses available to you, you have the home that's new construction, you have the fixer-upper, and the one that's move-in ready. It used to be that buyers didn't have any choices because builders weren't keeping up and they didn't have all the plans done with the city, and they didn't have all of the infrastructure ready to go. And so there was it was really pushing those prices up. Well, now the builders have caught up with that, and sellers are going to have to start making some adjustments. And Kellen, you want to talk a little bit about what that could look like?
Well, yeah, because there's, it affects both buyers and sellers. On the buyer side, you have one of the things that I tell a lot of people is, really, when it comes to especially real estate, you have only two resources that you can leverage. You can either leverage time, or you can leverage money. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the buyers right now are being faced with is, do we leverage the time? Do we sit and wait while this home is built, potentially, renting for another 12 to 18 months in some situations, because there's always leases involved, of course. Or do we leverage some money, and do we buy a resale home and put some work into it, bring it back up to, the trends and the styles that are around today. And on the seller side, it's really the same story, because we're looking at, okay, well, do we sell now? And if we sell, are we going to get what we want? Mm-hmm. And sellers are going to have to start being a little bit more, or actually reducing, their expectations of sometimes what they're going to get for their homes, or the amount of repairs that they're going to need to get it sold, because it's not like it was even 6 months ago where, mm-hmm. well, it needs a whole lot of work, but this is the price. You want it or not? There's only three houses in your price range on the market. Mm-hmm. We're seeing an uptick in listings, even though inventory is low right now. But what we're looking down the barrel of is the mm-hmm. sellers themselves are going to have to start making some concessions.
Otherwise, we're going to have a stalemate. And yeah. We're starting to see kind of that scenario in some cases, because sellers are saying, well, I'm just not going to sell it if I don't get what I want for the house. And the buyer's saying, well, if I can't get what I want, then I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait to find that house, or I'm just going to buy a new house and just wait that out. So so I think that we're starting to see a little... kind of a stalemate situation with that. And I think, as interest rates rise, they're still, by the way, they're super low still. I mean, if you look historically, interest rates are still pretty low. I mean, I think everyone
they're
can
half
agree.
What they were 20 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's like, oh, interest rates went up. And it's like, yeah, okay, that's kind of a normal thing.
But our parents bought homes at rates that are like credit card rates today.
Oh, I know.
So it's relatively high because it's been so low, but they had to be low to jumpstart the economy back out of the recession that mm-hmm. we went through.
Yeah.
And low interest rates, just they can't stay around forever in a healthy economy. A 3.5% interest rate on a 30-year loan, mm-hmm. there's not enough skin in the game for for it to be worth it to the lenders, to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are probably rolling their eyes right now thinking, oh, well, the banks, poor banks, they got to make their money. Well, they're in business, and guess what? If they stop lending, then we're in a situation where you got to pay cash, and then you're even deeper stuck in that rent cycle. Yeah. Back in the 50s, they wouldn't write a loan for more than 50% of the loan to value.
Yeah, I mean,
could you imagine what that would look like in today's housing prices? Also, houses in the 50s, they averaged about $30,000.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was for a pretty big house by the time standards. But you had to have a 50% or better down payment. 50% was the... That mm-hmm. just got you past the gatekeeper.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge amount of people that have more equity in their home than they ever have. I mean, right now, statistically, I don't really have the numbers right now, but on average, I think it's like 70% of people have more than 40% of equity in their house right now.
Yeah.
And that makes sense because people are not doing what they did back before the crash. I mean, people are not leveraging their equity. They're holding on to it, but now they just don't know if they should move on it. And if they do, what are they going to do? Are they going to move somewhere else? Are they going to downsize? Or, you know, I think there's a lot of questions from the seller side is what are they going to do once they sell their house? Where are they moving that money? Where are they moving that equity? And is it protected? So I think going forward, I mean, I think that's the conversations we're going to have with you guys is talk to you from the seller perspective, talk to you from the buyer perspective, give you some really good insight on interest rates and bring in some special guests that are really good experts on what's going on in their specialties. And I think it's really important you guys know this information because, and actually here in our Prescott market, because we can talk about a national market. We can talk about the state market, what's going on in Arizona.
But Prescott's different.
Prescott is different. We are kind of in our own little bubble here. It's a different thing altogether than Phoenix or Tucson or even Flagstaff, honestly. So
definitely different economic drivers.
I mean, there's so
in
many
all of
yeah,
those areas.
Totally. So, and I mean, I think it's really, you know, important for you guys to know what's going on, with certain projects that are going on, where are all of the new things going on with, building permits and, you know, where new Prescott's going to be and what's going on with old Prescott. And, you know, I think it's really important you know this stuff so that you guys, you're informed, and that's the key. That's the goal.
Yeah. That's our whole purpose for doing this is yeah. to bring information in what we hope is easy to digest terms mm-hmm. so that you don't, you know, we realize that sometimes as agents, we'll start talking in our own language mm-hmm. and
it's true.
The public at large just doesn't speak that language.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and so we're hoping to bring this to you in terms that are easy to understand, easy to digest, because housing is an incredibly important part of your life. You know, obviously you have to have a place to live. It's mm-hmm. it's real hard to get by if you don't, you know, and so understanding what your options are, understanding, you know, what's really important when it comes to buying and selling, and what's affecting our market the most, you know, we hope that we can bring that information to you, and we hope that you find it valuable.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
So anything else you'd like to get off your chest before we...
No,
sign off for the day.
I think this is a really good first introduction. I think we'll be bringing a lot of really good content for you that will be interesting for you to hear about. So
yeah,
looking forward to it.
If you have suggestions, if you have questions, we'd be happy to answer those as well on the show. So send those over to us. You can send it to us on Facebook. You can send it straight to the Prescott E-News Messenger and they'll pass those questions on to us as well. And I think that's about it for me today as well. So I hope you guys are all having a fantastic day.
All right.
And we will see you next time.
All right. Signing off.
Bye.